Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says his main task, if elected to lead the country in fresh elections expected to be called sometime this year, is to fight corruption and unemployment in the country.
Three very important focuses: unemployment, unemployment, unemployment. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Economy, economy, economy. Corruption, corruption, corruption.
President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party sends a team to probe deepening divisions in the volatile Mashingo province. Analysts say factionalism may prove costly for the Liberation Party in the forthcoming election if unresolved.
Well, the team left yesterday for Mashingo. They are having meetings today. We wait for the outcome of the meeting. But we hope they will conclude the Mashingo probe. Today or tomorrow.
And a high-powered delegation of business executives and top government officials is in Washington, D.C. to link Zimbabweans in the diaspora with captains of industry and commerce in an effort to revive the Zimbabwe economy.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says his main task, if his MDC formation wins fresh elections expected to be called sometime this year, is to fight corruption and unemployment in the country. The Premier said this in Harare today while officially opening his party's three-day national policy conference. Correspondent Thomas Cheripasi has more details from the capital.
Mr. Tsvangirai, who formed a power-sharing government with President Robert Mugabe in 2009 following disputed polls a year earlier, says he is confident of victory and that he will form the next government. Officiating at the opening of the three-day national policy conference of his MDC formation, the MDC leader said his party has a tough task ahead.
Three very important focuses: unemployment, unemployment, unemployment. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Economy, economy, economy. Corruption, corruption, corruption. These are the three main issues we will tackle as an MDC government, and tackle them without fear or favor.
The Premier told delegates to the conference that policy differences with the 89-year-old President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party are hampering progress in Zimbabwe, adding credible elections are the only answer.
In this inclusive government, we have had some limited opportunity to showcase what the MDC can do, but we were largely limited by policy discord. You can't have progress, you can't have cohesion in government when there are some people running parallel policies, some people doing their own thing. That discord, especially over the last 2 years, as soon as Mugabe started this policy talk, election talk, the whole policy cohesion, the government work program was undermined. You cannot say you are leading a people and a chakata, surviving or scrounging like animals. No. But ZANU-PF was very proud. Chero Zazaita. We cannot have Chero Zazaita in a government. We must be clear. This is where we want to go. This is what we are going to make decisions on. These are the delivery points.
In his solidarity message, Japhet Moyo, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, criticized some MDC ministers in the unity government for failing to implement policies that support the cause of workers.
We have noted with quite concern that some policy pronouncements from the party officials do not reflect that. It is important to come in the open. Either you are from the left or we are from the right. There is no need to sit on the fence. If you are not here, people will find it difficult to vote for you because they are not don't know what will become of you once you are in government. Pronounce yourself very clearly.
When the conference comes to a close on Sunday, delegates are expected to have crafted policies that will form part of Mr. Tsvangirai's election manifesto. With Mr. Tsvangirai confident of victory in the polls expected to be called later in the year, the main question many Zimbabweans are asking is, will there be a peaceful transfer of power if threats by some securocrats loyal to Mr. Mugabe that they will not salute a leader with no Liberation War credentials are anything to go by? On the other hand, opinion polls have shown Mr. Tsvangirai's party losing support on the ground and President Mugabe's ZANU-PF gaining. Some analysts say the election will be closely contested between ZANU-PF and the MDCT. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Ngati mire.
Ngati mire.
Ngati mire.
Ngati mire.